Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. All right, there we go.
We have some light in
here.
I
think we're all set.
Can you hear my mic?
I can hear your mic.
So you could pull that right back. It's always an idiot over there.
It's not an idiot. What can I do? The freaking microphone.
Look how mine is.
Yours is on wood, stupid.
So yours so is on yours. Yours
well, it is now. I know now, but I'm saying the problem was that we were on this plastic table.
All right, let's.
What does that have to do with now, Roach?
Can we go around and do mic checks?
I thought we were started.
We did. You just got to sign in.
Who's this?
Somebody came.
Oh, look at who's here.
It's weird. We got a guest in the studio.
Well, sort of.
A special guest.
He's special.
The only thing that saved him is. Dummy over there couldn't get his mic ready to go.
We would have been 10 minutes into the show and he would have walked in.
What time is it?
It's 10:07.
What was our start time this day? Because Roach had an appointment?
9:45.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what? I have zero respect for Roach, so I'm not here on time.
Obviously.
Well, apparently for all of us.
On a nice cough, man.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to start the show.
We gotta redo this studio here.
Yeah,
the cameras.
Can we get rid of this?
We need another one of these tables.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sit over here.
Put it in next year's budget.
Listeners, just so you know, he is talking about a TV tray.
We'll put the camera right here by the window.
Yeah, you'll have to put that in next year's budget.
That's starting next week.
I believe Grandma said we've got faces made for radio.
Yeah, well,
we don't even have faces made for radio.
No, we
you
have...
still get a sense of the unpleasant reality.
You're going to have wide angle to get me and Roach in over here.
It's good. What a good background, too. We got the retirement picture frame there. What is it? Twice as much husband, half as much money.
Oh, that's coming.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, here we are.
Is that enough for today?
Started. Thanks for listening.
Have we put enough time in?
All we did is hear complaints about old shows on Facebook.
Until the most recent one just coming out. What is coming out?
What?
Wednesday. The new one's coming out Wednesday.
Wednesday, right.
I'll help them.
But that's a new episode.
You'll translate?
That's a new episode, so...
Yeah,
who cares?
By the time they hear us say that was a new episode,
everybody was complaining about it, but it was new
to them.
To them,
yeah. Oh, because we were talking about stuff that's from the past.
Yeah,
maybe these freaking idiot listeners ought to come in and try to do this, just because we make it look easy in here.
Yeah, we talked about daylight savings time. That could be a conversation you have anytime.
It comes twice
Absolutely.
A year.
Anytime you could just say, hey, what do you guys think about daylight savings time?
Well, really, at any point, you're what? At least 3 months away from a daylight savings
That's
time.
That's right. So yeah. We're just getting ready for topic. It. That's all. So, whatever.
When's that coming anyway? It's coming soon, isn't it?
October.
October?
November.
Yeah.
This
is the good one.
Isn't it after Halloween now?
Yeah, I think it's...
I think they moved
early
it to
November,
after Halloween because
they
want so it would be more light.
For the kids.
Does Roach like this one?
Oh, that's my favorite.
For the five
this
kids
is the
we
one,
get.
This is the fall back.
This is why you like the fall back.
Yeah, because you get an extra hour.
Oh.
Yeah, but you lose an hour in the spring, idiot.
I don't mind the spring one anymore. I don't mind it.
He's stupid.
I just get up at the same time.
Stupid.
There's like half a brain in this whole room.
Why are we leaving early today? What's your problem?
I got stuff to do.
What is that? What do you got to do?
I got an event to go to.
You an event? Huh.
You know why he doesn't want to tell us?
Why is that?
Because he doesn't want to hear the weed blow come out. That's exactly why he didn't want to tell us.
I say, listen, I think next week we should videotape this. And
yeah, I don't.
I think we should, but I think Roach should have to wear his costume.
I agree.
His costume.
It's a uniform.
Yeah, that's not happening.
His uniform.
For the show.
Just for the show.
For the good of the show.
For the listeners.
No.
That listeners? Could, listen, that can Roach put us over the top.
No.
Well, all right. Well, then forget that.
I don't think we should videotape.
Why
it
not?
You know, for the listeners,
YouTube.
Everybody remembers Chris Farley, right? Picture him in a Cub Scout uniform.
Yeah, there you go.
They had to actually turn one of the Boy Scout tents into a uniform for Roach.
We got any topics?
Yeah, I got a question got for today? You. Let's. Anything? I feel like we need some help getting started. Today.
Everybody got their Christmas shopping done? Christmas is right around the corner.
Did anybody hear what Roach said, though? He said he likes to fall back, but he doesn't mind the spring ahead. How is that possible?
Well, when I was younger, I hated it, but no, I don't mind it.
Everybody should hate the spring.
I can't sleep that much anyway, so I get up.
So then what's the extra hour
good for? Yeah, what's the extra hour good for?
Oh, I like to stay up, and I like the
Does
illusion.
Does any of that make sense?
No, there's no sense to it.
I like the fall.
I mean, I can get it if he says, yeah, I like that fallback, but I hate the spring ahead.
The downside of the spring ahead is worth it because of the upside of the fallback.
Nah, it's all stupid. Anyway, we talked about it in another show. Who cares?
Yeah, let's talk about our Christmas wish list.
Stubb wants a coffee table.
Well, we're getting another table in here, and next week's episode we're going to film.
You know what I think we should do is boycott Fan Todd from Facebooking us.
Yeah, he just is killing us.
He's blasting us.
Do we have to ban him? Let's
ban him.
All right, Todd, you're on notice.
I even threw
Consider
out
Consider this your official written warning.
You'll hear this around Easter, so...
I even threw out a text to him saying we had the four fat guys had his back, and he still ripped on us.
Yeah.
Who is it?
A fan.
One of the many fans. Yeah, one of the many fans.
How do you describe the... We got millions of fans, and you want us to just describe
well,
one
I don't
fan.
Think we know all of them, personally.
Pick one of them?
Like we know them all.
Jeez.
What an idiot.
It's not your mom?
No.
She doesn't listen
to the show.
There's a couple of steps. First, her name's not Todd. Second, she doesn't listen. And third, even if her name was Todd and she did listen, there's no way she's getting on Facebook.
No. To be fair to us, though, there's no way she could ever figure out how to listen to us, even if she thought the show was decent.
Well, Dan could figure it out.
No. No, he can't. He can't figure it out.
Well, what I'm saying is, if she was on Facebook... Would she sound much different than Todd? Like, she doesn't seem to like our show.
No, she probably wouldn't. She wouldn't sound much different than Todd.
I mean, you know what I think? Well, when we move him in with Stubb, he can get it downloaded for him and get him playing for him.
Doesn't it go by who has the biggest house?
I did have, but I have a studio, so I don't have the room now.
No, you still have more room.
This is zoned for
but wait a minute.
Business.
Isn't the stairs an issue in your house?
Yeah, the stairs would be an issue. Good
point. There's more room downstairs than there is in my entire house.
They're not bedrooms.
I got two bedrooms in my house. What do you want me to do?
Whoa. He's got three.
He's got three bedrooms.
Yeah, one's a closet. That's where my son sleeps.
He's
my son Harry Potter.
There's no argument.
It's under a staircase to nowhere, so it's literally Harry Potter.
I'll solve the issue. They'll move in with Lisa.
Yeah, that's fine. Hers might be smaller than my house, too, but that's okay. I'm all right with that one.
All right, here's a question for you. Would you rather...
Is this a listener question? Or
no, I do have a listener question.
I have a listener question.
You want a listener question?
He's got a listener question.
Yeah, let's hear the listener question.
So this one is... Hold on, I got to find it.
Let me guess. From Chris.
No, it's not from Chris.
No, see?
No, it's not
this
from Chris.
This is a legit listener.
Okay, here it is. This one's from Craig.
Craig. Yeah,
All right. All right, hold on. What Craig? Who knows Craig?
There's no Craig. I don't know any Craigs.
All right.
I think our producer's making it up anyways, but go ahead. Let's go with it. Craig, the listener.
All right, if you could change one thing about your life, but everything else has to stay exactly the same, what would you change?
Roach would be gone.
Well, that's easy. Rich?
But you can't
everything
change
else stays the same.
Your house stays the same.
So that's all right.
Lifestyle stays the same.
Yeah, but if I had all the money,
still
I
still
have
to go to work.
If so I had all the money, my performance at work would be way different.
Would you show up like what 25 minutes late whenever
I would
you
just,
had to
it
be
would
at
just,
work?
You wouldn't care. You wouldn't have to worry about it. So you're rich. What are they going to do?
So like if they told you your shift started at 9:45, would you stroll in at like 10:07?
Well, no, I probably haven't been late in 10 years, but.
Yeah, but wait, you read that again. We get one thing.
So you can change one thing about your life, but everything else stays the same.
So being rich is a dumb one because.
Why is it dumb?
No, it's not dumb.
It's dumb because nothing in your life
changes.
You can't
change your
lifestyle.
You can't
change your life. So you can say I'm rich, but you
can't
do anything with it.
But the company can by firing me.
Yeah, but according to
when
this,
Roach starts taking
you
a dump every time he walks
anyways.
Right into work on the front
it's
steps.
It's not like then you can. Well, all right.
I would have it changed so that at my work, the rules about attendance don't apply. That would be the one thing I would change. The paychecks would keep coming in, and I wouldn't have to show up.
I think that's legit. You could use that one. I think I would change, like, when I could retire. For me, because I'm going to be 61 when I retire. So,
oof, the old bastard.
Yeah. So I would change that to 55. Everything else would be.
Why 55?
If you're going to change it, what would it be tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why not 50?
How about 26?
Well, I'm way past 26. So, yeah. All right.
Well, then why does my rich not work? Because I could, like, that doesn't make any sense.
You could change one thing in
if
your
I'm
life,
rich, I
but
can
everything
retire.
Else stays the same.
Well, he would retire. He's going to retire.
I don't know.
Can
you use that money,
I feel like you'd have to stay. I feel like changing when you're retiring would have to be.
That's
the
what
thing
he's doing.
Change. I know, but so if you want to do your money, I still think you'd have to. You could be rich, but you'd have to work
well,
until.
Why is he
you
retiring?
Because
he has enough money now.
Craig's an idiot, or Chris, whoever it was that gave us that question.
I might change my. I'd change my house. Maybe I'd.
Nah.
Why would you change your house? How about you make yourself impenetrable to any disease?
I'm pretty much already that way.
You might want to take that comment back. You could come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
He clearly is impenetrable to diabetes because the amount of dew he drinks would put down any other human being.
Next week,
scientists are going to study him.
Next week when we're trying to explain how come he's not on the show, we'll be...
Well, you guys know my sick record. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, see, he's...
Now, is that a record for being sick or
never
for not
sick.
Being sick?
He doesn't get sick very often.
I go to the doctor. He's like, how are you doing? Were you sick this year? No, not this
year.
Yeah,
but as we all know... At our ages.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he said this before, and I remember every time we go on Man Week,
he's sick.
He's sick.
I've never been sick on Man Week.
Oh, you've been
my
sick on Man
God.
Week I don't know how many times.
Never.
You
cold.
Are always sick. You got
a
no.
Always
you're
with
sniffling.
A cold.
No.
Wait, now are you saying, are you counting sick like I'm coughing up blood? Or like you've
no,
got a
I haven't been coughed up blood.
I don't
in
think I've ever had
years.
A cold. When we were on Man Weekend.
Yeah, yeah,
they're counting the one week, the one year where I came off dieting and didn't sit well on my stomach. When
no,
we
no.
Sick.
That one was another case.
That's another legitimate, you were sick.
Jeff got sick and you were like,
that was the same year.
I don't know how he got sick.
Yeah, I know exactly how I got
that
sick.
That was the same year.
Exactly.
And I wasn't sick. It was from coming off
oh,
dieting.
You're
but
so
then Jeff
full of
got
crap.
Sick. It was just
you were as white as a ghost.
I've never been so sick.
He
I
got
crap
sick
my
the day we got there.
No,
no,
it was the end of it.
It was the very end of it.
No, no.
Yes, it was.
You guys are misremembering.
We didn't know whether we'd be able to leave because
the youngest, so what I say
oh,
is
no.
Remembering.
But then I was shocked because he was sick, and like when Grumpy Old Man was sick, he barfs, and it's like the whole house was rumbling.
Oh,
like,
it's
and
you know what it is? It sounds like a cartoon.
It does. And
you
I was upstairs with the guys, and they're like, well, he's your brother. You better go check on him.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. So I went to, Jeff, you all right? Yeah, I'll be okay.
It's like he's yelling at the toilet. Like it
but
me and Kevin played the brother card.
The next day we left, And he freaking had Chinese that
God
day.
Darn right. Fine. I was fine.
Remember the time he was sick before we left and we came and he's like, I'm feeling better. I had corn last night.
Oh, yeah. He did say that. That
we're like, what are you, an idiot?
But you didn't get sick on
no,
that.
I did not get sick.
This time at this trip, he was
heaving. Oh, yeah.
Like
it was
crazy.
Bad.
But
yeah,
that was
caught
after
it from
Roach.
You were sick.
I wasn't sick. It was switching
yeah. Okay, Roach.
We had a day, that first day. Jeff and I were looking at him, and he's as white as a ghost. I mean, it was unbelievable. And he's acting like
he went to the bathroom like 17 times.
Yeah, I was dieting for 3 months, and then I went and ate dinosaurs.
We kept saying to him, "Are you okay?" Yeah, I'm okay. I'm all right. Everything's fine. But and then he was in the bathroom forever, and we're like, "Yeah, he's sick. He's
no,
gotta
I
be
had
sick.
The diarrhea from switching diets."
But
no,
that TMI.
But then 2 days later, Jeff.
Yeah, we don't really talk
about
poop on this show.
Yeah, no,
that's out of our wheelhouse.
I didn't change my intake at all.
If you guys feel vomit coming on, do you roll around in pain or do you force it out?
I want it out.
I roll around in pain.
Yeah, I'm not a force it out guy.
I can't force it out.
Well, you can't force it.
No, out. He forces it out.
Oh, the second I feel my stomach is not right. Fingers down the throat.
Oh, I never
do
that.
No,
stupid.
Can't
get
do
it.
That.
I haven't vomited in this century, so I don't. Can't tell you.
He's a freak.
Well, it's true.
I want it out.
1993. Last time.
Force myself to throw up.
You remember the exact year? The last.
No,
time.
I'm on an incredible streak.
As we just found out, he didn't remember that
know.
Man week.
He's been.
I didn't vomit at man
several
week
several times at man week.
Yeah,
not
I,
cold.
Several
cold
times.
Sick. Several no. times. Bull
yep.
crap.
No. Always with a cold.
No. Always. Every. I feel like it's the last 3 or 4 years. He's
oh, you're
come
crazy.
With a cold.
No, you're just
absolutely.
You know what? We'll start writing down every time he has a cold.
If someone sneezes, that's
no,
not a cold.
No. You've been sick. You've been sick.
No, that's not true.
Well, anyways, when it comes to the vomit, I don't like to feel sick, but I can't make myself sick. I can't do it.
No, I can't. I can't roll around in pain. That to me is worse than throwing up. It's immediately
you toughen up.
It's immediately to the toilet. Force it out.
I'll tell you what. One of the good things about my kids now that they're at the age they are is that they can kind of handle that themselves. They get to the toilet, they can,
yeah.
You know, they feel it coming on. Though not, I will have to say, the other, about a month or so ago, Carter was in his bed, and he, it was the middle of the night, he called in, he said, Dad, I don't feel good. And I said, do you think you're going to throw up? And he goes, I don't know. And then I look at him, and he's like, like, you know, make it, like he's about to let it fly. And I go, Carter. You're freaking 14 years old. Get in the bathroom. If you think you're going to throw up, get in the bathroom. Well, he did. He
I
did.
Bet he's going to love to hear that at this on the
well,
old podcast.
Can we,
buddies will love this.
Well, they're not listening.
Yeah.
Can we pile on your kid for a minute here?
Why? What are you doing now?
So we went to...
We're going to pile on you afterwards,
We
too.
Went to a dinner establishment the other night.
Yeah. One with you know breadsticks. Can you imagine like if they
the
just
one
kept
that
coming?
Was out of sale at the one time?
Yeah,
yeah, that one. Okay.
So your daughter looks at him and says, "Yeah, I have enough money for us for dinner, you know, but we're on a budget." And Carter goes, "Well, what's the budget?" And she told him a number, and he went way past it.
Yeah.
By the time dinner was over, they had no money for the movies that we were supposed to go to.
Listen, I get where you're going, but I on his defense, I would have to say, did he end up watching the movie?
He did.
I think it's a smart play on his part. He had what he wanted for dinner, yeah. And he got to watch the movie too. So
I wonder who got to pay for him. Watch the movie.
I think it was Sawyer actually paid.
Was
for
it?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. She was paying for Shelby, I think.
Yeah, because Shelby watched our cat.
Shelby watched the cat, so I think she took care of him.
They splurged, huh? $4 for our cat.
Kids got
he probably
nowadays.
Got some treats at the movies, too, I would imagine.
I do believe there was some candy involved,
that might have
too.
Been Bronwyn might have got the candy for him.
Kids have it too good nowadays. That's the real
Yeah, well, I wanted to rip on him, though, because they get home, and I, of course, how was the movie? Everybody loved it. It was
There were like 12 of us.
Shelby goes on. Yeah, 12 of these guys go to the movies. Shelby goes on, like, this might be the greatest horror film she's ever seen. And then Carter gives me the, yep, everybody loved it, except for one person. Who's that? Mr. Critic himself. Ryan doesn't like the movie.
Sorry, it was not good. I was feeling like grumpy old man. He stayed home because he said, nope, horror movie's dumb. I wish I'd stayed home.
I will say this, though. The critics liked that film. On Rotten Tomatoes.
What is it? What's the film?
It's called Hereditary.
Hereditary. And it's got, what's her name in there? She was
Toni Collette.
Yeah, yeah. I like her.
She was
good.
Incredible in that
She's
movie.
In, yeah. She was in The Sixth Sense, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way
and
back.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't even know
yeah,
who
she's
she
been
is,
in
Roach.
All kinds of things.
You don't know who she is?
I don't know.
I mean, if I saw her,
have you seen Sixth Sense?
Yeah, but 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You definitely know
Little
if you saw her.
Little Miss Sunshine was good, too.
She's been in a ton.
Hey, I've got a horror related question for us.
Okay,
this
right.
one's coming in
from is that from Craig?
Is this another?
No, it's coming in from John Krasinski.
Oh,
the
friend of
John
the show,
Krasinski?
Wow. The John Krasinski.
Wow.
Now, granted,
he's texting the show.
Wow, I wouldn't say he's texting the show. I came across the question that he asked once. I'm not saying.
I was going to say maybe we might have a new favorite.
I have a question.
Be gone.
I have a question. Who's John Krasinski?
Oh, you know him. You're
from The Office.
You're
Jim from The Office. The tall guy.
Oh my God! He still doesn't
one?
Know who it is.
Not the dorky
no,
one.
No, he's not dorky.
That's Dwight.
Pam's.
Oh,
have you
Dwight.
Ever seen
yeah,
off The Office?
The guy who picks on the guy who picks on Dwight.
Half a dozen.
All right. Well, here's the question.
How could you not see The Office?
Yeah.
I watch a little bit because it's on reruns now.
It's in my opinion, I like it as well, if not better than Seinfeld.
No, I watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's no
yeah.
way. It's not in Seinfeld.
I think if you rewatch Seinfeld now, I think you'd go, yeah, I think The Office
I mean, Seinfeld's
is
good.
Seinfeld is good.
I do watch Seinfeld, and it's classic.
But you haven't watched The Office, so you cannot
make
this. I
watched some of The Office, and
you've got to watch it from beginning to end.
I haven't been impressed.
See, that's the difference with The Office, too. You watch the first two or three seasons of Seinfeld, and it's weak.
Oh, are you kidding me? Them are some of the best.
No,
the Chinese restaurant?
No, that's not the first 2 years.
When they go get an air conditioner? That's like a pilot.
I'm just saying that some of them are.
No.
Seinfeld's a good show.
It's not hilarious.
But you can't watch The Office sporadically.
Yeah.
Because they're linked.
I saw an interview with Seinfeld. He said the only reason they stayed on the air after the first two seasons was because the demographics fit for who was advertising for them. So the TV station decided
I like
to keep
a lot
it
of
on. The ratings were terrible, except for that demographic. They were doing okay, so they kept it on. He said it wasn't until the third season that it started to take off.
So you're saying Ryan's favorite season of Seinfeld is like season one?
Probably.
Everybody else hates
probably,
it,
yeah.
so he's going to
probably.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. All I know
really,
is
you got to dig deep and understand it.
My feelings on The Office are
a
little bit prior even to Steve Carell exiting. It was very weak after he, as he was leading up to leaving and after he left. It was almost.
I agree with that. I think it went down.
I think it was overstating it, though. I don't think it was bad.
It was not as good.
It was not as good, but
I think the last season is almost unbearable.
I don't know.
No,
I won't go that far.
I disagree with you.
But the first five seasons, six seasons, my opinion, is good, if not better than Seinfeld.
Right. I agree. Okay. And I think all shows should only have like a 5 year window.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the
years
question?
And that should be it.
Well, at this point, we're going to take a break.
Why? Because you were wrong?
Yeah, wait.
We'll how he wants to go on because he's wrong.
No, he's got to get out his phone and figure out who this
wrong.
Guy is.
He's never watched
The
Office.
I've had this conversation before.
You've never watched The Office.
I've watched a few.
You can't watch a few. We keep telling you that. You've got to watch from the beginning.
Well, when I'm retired, I'll watch. You just be like swearing at me under his breath.
I do not like him sitting this close.
Well, that's too bad. That's the way it's set up now.
And he's kind of like behind me.
It's going to get closer, too.
Yeah, that's a, scary peripheral.
I don't want him behind
me.
I would love to swat him right in the head.
Right here.
I'd like to swat him right in the head right now.
Camera's going to be right here so it catches all of us, and we're going to be on YouTube, boys.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of man when we're driving. I'm always worried.
We need like a banner or something back there that we can hang up that just says four fat guys.
You're going to have the camera on me and Roach. They're going to know.
You know what? T-shirts. We'll get you guys in your T-shirts, and there you go.
All right, here's the question.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back?
Okay, yeah, we've been back for 5 minutes. This is
what if I would have said something bad?
Pretty much everything's bad.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Let me know when you've said something good. I don't think anybody has yet.
Wow.
All right. John Krasinski asks...
Wait, what show was he on again?
Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld. Okay.
Would you rather be the lone survivor in an apocalypse or stranded alone in shark-infested waters?
Oh, lone survivor in an apocalypse.
Or stranded alone.
Stranded alone with what?
Shark-infested waters.
That's not a good prognosis. I mean, you got to swim in water.
What's that word?
Wait a minute. Don't just glass over that. That's
what was the word that you just said?
I just heard prognosis.
I heard prognosis.
Prognosis.
That's not a good prognosis.
That's not a good prognosis at all. That is not a good prognosis.
Rewind. Give him a second chance.
I'm not doing it. That's not good, though. You wouldn't want to be in water.
The shark-infested water, you have a chance in the shark-infested water.
You have a chance in the apocalypse.
I have
you're the survivor.
But you're the sole survivor. You're alone.
Yeah, but what? What are you with the sharks? You're out there by yourself with the sharks, too.
Yeah, but there's people. Somebody might come and save you.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
You might have a chance.
To get back to society?
Yes.
Because all the other people aren't gone in the world.
Right. There's other people in the world, according to that, right? So... I got a shot at life.
I'd rather be
alone.
Well, see, I don't think that was the question. You had that's an either or.
Well, no, the question is lone survivor in the apocalypse or alone in shark-infested waters. Well,
but I can be saved.
Well, maybe. Why not?
So if I can be saved, that's a no-brainer. There's not even a question.
Well, I'm going lone survivor.
The question's dumb if it's I'm a lone survivor in a shark-infested waters, and that's how I had to spend the rest of my life. Well, if that's the case,
you want to call John Krasinski dumb? Fine with me. I agree.
I think John Krasinski made it. That question is meant to be all right.
The question's dumb either way.
The opinions of Grumpy Old Man do not represent the opinions of the entire show.
What I'm saying is,
John Ryan liked you up until season 5.
There is absolutely no question here.
Yeah, you're right. The shark-infested water.
That's what I'm saying. Nah. If you can be saved.
Right, exactly.
There's no point. And if you can't be saved, then it's the apocalypse.
Right. Right.
I'm saying it's the apocalypse either way.
Yeah, but you're stupid. Nobody cares.
Here's another one from John Krasinski.
Wait. Well, what's your logic behind the
There's
apocalypse?
No logic.
I don't have to work. I can do what I want.
Oh, man.
I got a much better.
But you
he's
would have to.
Going to be dead within a week anyways.
I like
he
the
can't
idea.
Survive.
He thinks he could still go to the supermarket and get his food.
He's still an idiot. He's
more
still
than,
turning on the Steelers game.
More than that, he feels like he has to punch in at work in the shark-infested waters. Like, hey, Sharks, I'll be right back. I got to do my 9-to-5.
Yeah, did you hear that?
No.
He can watch reruns.
I can watch all Steelers
games. We just had the apocalypse. There's nothing
They're
in
on
the
video.
World.
I got ones of the Steelers.
Oh,
Super
so
Bowls.
You just gonna plug your TV in and watch it?
Yeah,
you get
sit
a generator.
On
a
TV.
He's got all the gas
in the world.
What an idiot.
No one else is using it.
From the stories of your man week, it does sound like you guys have all the gas in the world.
All right.
Here's another one for you. Would you rather die first in a horror movie or be the last one standing and have to kill off the villain solo?
It's a movie. What do I care?
Well, assuming it's real.
Oh,
okay,
it's real.
So if it's real,
like if you're
again,
well, then you gotta survive.
You survive because you got a chance to kill off the whoever.
I mean,
the
other option is death, right, Roach?
Yeah, I would go with the last. I mean,
even if it's a movie,
let me put a spin on all of this for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Somebody better save Young. So far, his questions are stupid.
He's got one more.
Oh, boy.
Well, wait a minute. What's Ryan got to say?
Let me put a spin on all this for you that makes dying first okay. All right?
Now,
who always gets killed in horror movies?
The stupid people?
The people who are just sleeping around the whole first half of the movie.
Right. Yeah. So what are you saying? That's what I say. If it's a movie.
My favorite people in the movie get killed first?
No. If it's a movie, I still want to be the last one because then you get more film time. You're on camera more often. You got to be the star of the movie.
It's
not a movie.
It's in real. This is a real thing
so
happening.
So if we're talking real, then, yeah, I want
to. If it's a movie, what do you care either way?
Right.
So what?
No, if it's a movie, I want to be the last one dead because I'm trying to make a life.
Which one of us could take out Jason or Michael Myers?
I could take that son of a bitch out.
I could do it.
Every single one of us would be dead anyway.
I disagree.
I could take out Jason.
You might as well get lucky at the beginning of the movie and kick off.
Have you seen the previews for the new Michael movie?
No.
I'm not sure about it.
I think that's pretty good.
Do you? Yeah. I don't know. I like Jamie Lee Curtis when she was a little more.
Is she in it?
Yeah.
God, she's got to be 80.
She's
got to be in her 70. Close to 70.
I think she's 70.
I have an iPhone 0, so I can't Google this.
Do they have someone to replace her? Like a younger?
It's like her granddaughter or niece or something.
Is the granddaughter hot?
Not.
I don't remember.
I don't either. It's mostly, the previews are mostly her, Jamie Lee Curtis.
And she's been like living in fear for all this time, and then he breaks out.
She's been wanting him to come back because she wants to take care of him and she's kill him, you know. Not give him cookies and muffins.
Not take him into her house like you're going to with grandma and grandpa. Like
she's not adopting him.
She's not going to breastfeed him.
What are you up to? How many people have you killed? What's going on?
Make the film more interesting, though.
I got one more John Krasinski
so far
for you.
John is like 0-for-2.
Would you rather receive a phone call when you're home alone and just hear heavy breathing or receive a text from an unknown number that just says, I see you?
Ooh, now this is a better one.
That's a better question.
This is a better
question.
So
again, phone call, home alone, heavy breathing, or text from an unknown number that just says, I see you.
I think I'd want the phone call. The heavy breathing.
I don't know. Have you seen Scream?
Yeah, I did see Scream.
I don't know how one's better than the other, though.
But you got to choose.
I mean, if I'm going to assume that the person telling me that they can see me can actually see me, that means they're in striking distance.
I'm freaked out more than just...
Heavy breathing, that could be anywhere in the world.
Heavy breathing could be some...
Including right in the next room.
Sure. But I think I'm going with the text.
Shut up, Broach.
I don't know. Yeah, probably the heavy breathing.
Yeah, you get the heavy breathing. You feel you in your
is
mind.
Is it a man or a woman? The heavy breathing. Now let's hold on. Now there's a question, right?
Yeah. See, maybe in your mind you can just spin this thing.
Even if it sounds like a woman.
Jeff, how are you doing?
This is some hot chick just coming. It's your waitress.
Our waitress.
She was definitely. Full court president.
I think she had to know you guys were part of the Four Fat Guys.
Must be.
Maybe.
She's starstruck.
I got to say, I think she liked me more than you, too.
Whatever. But I think she's like maybe 30.
Yeah.
If that old. I'm sure that's what she's looking for. A balding, fat, you know, retiring guy. That's what she wants.
I'm pretty sure I know what she's looking for. More tip money.
We know exactly what she was looking for.
She definitely was more into me than you. Because you're not even paying attention half the time.
She probably looked at you and thought he's going to eat more, so there's a bigger tip there.
All I care about, she brings the food when she's supposed to
bring
the food.
She was good, though. She had the food.
She got the same tip that every single person in the world would have got, though.
Would you throw a couple of
extra
50 cents?
You know how we are. It's the same as we always are.
Same tip we are.
$1.
Man, woman, old, young, same tip.
Everybody gets a Washington.
But I bet her, the way she does 20%. Perform.
Was she good, though?
Yeah, she was good. That's what I'm saying. She was the trifecta.
She
was a good waitress, period.
I don't want them bothering me.
She was a little
annoying.
Much.
Yeah, I don't
she
like
was a little
that
annoying
me.
With her. Shut up. Just bring the food.
See, that's why she liked me more.
Yeah, I don't want all that crap either.
Because
you didn't tell
her
to shut up.
I don't want any small talk. Just get me my food, fill my water, and leave me alone. That's what I want.
Once again, I was aloof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, anyways, this one I think is a better question. I think John redeemed himself a little bit.
Because he's a star.
You gotta go have
he redeemed himself.
Hey, one for
that
three,
one.
That's not a bad one batting for average.
Even that question is kind of weak.
I think that's a good question.
I just can't believe he sent these questions directly to that Four Fat Guys show.
That guy.
I don't know if it was direct, but it was 6 degrees of separation, maybe.
Question
he talked to the internet. I use the internet.
Does he have a podcast we can promote for him? Or
no?
Yeah,
he
he's hurting. We better promote something for him. He's having trouble now.
You know who made a good horror movie?
John Krasinski.
Yeah. John Krasinski.
And that's but it's not a horror movie.
You saw it.
It wasn't a horror movie.
I was going to say that could be
kind of a suspense.
I'd watch that again. That was a good movie.
That could be a Man Week movie. Yeah. I would like to see that.
That movie was great. Hereditary, not so great.
Yeah. You know what show I've been watching that I'm souring on now?
Last Chance You?
No, that was good.
Last Chance You
I like
good.
The Crown.
I'm not a fan of The Last. What?
You saw The Crown.
I saw The Crown. I think we watched...
What season are you?
Did you just tell us like two weeks ago that The Crown was great?
Why are you sour?
That wasn't 2 weeks ago. That was 3 days ago.
You guys got to watch this Crown. It was great. It's really good.
I binge-watched, so I've watched almost all of season two now, and I'm not liking season two. It's all drama. It's all romance, drama. It's just...
Yeah, well,
I like history more. Show me the history. I mean,
don't you think that that's part of the history?
Sure, it was, and they show that. But the whole
throughout history, people have never fallen in love ever.
Yeah, well, I don't want to watch
part of
the
show
like that.
I watched The Crown, and I didn't love the show. It was okay.
The first season I thought was really good because I liked Winston Churchill. I thought it was really good, and I liked the politics of. She becomes queen and the things she has to do. Now it's all about her and Philip and Caroline and whatever guy. And it's not as good anymore.
So you just want the history you want.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Did you want her to end up with Winston Churchill?
No, I want them to focus more on the history.
Focus on the guy that doesn't wear the crown when I'm watching The Crown.
What they're focusing on.
Enough with the queen.
What they're focusing
kind of
on.
Along the lines of me and Roach.
Yes.
You agree.
They're focusing
who cares
on
about the crown?
The National Enquirer side of The Crown. And I don't care about that. I want the. So what did they do when this country is deciding we don't want to be under British control anymore? What did they do when this prime minister had to resign? That stuff is more interesting.
Who cares about the crown?
I'm trying to think of a TV show that didn't have a single love story in it.
We're not talking about a single love story. We're talking about a whole season of just love story. I'm not signing
I'm still
up
having
for that.
A hard time thinking of a TV show that didn't have a season of a love story.
If you throw in a couple episodes, I'm okay. But when the whole season is about that, then yeah, I'm not in anymore.
Stubbs not a romantic.
Yeah. I don't like chick flicks.
His poor wife.
I don't like chick flicks.
I don't mind chick flicks every once in a while.
There are some decent Flag ones.
Frickin' tape. Nice. I don't care.
What's the last good one you've seen?
That's got to be the title.
I don't remember.
It?
Them, I don't but like some chick of them, flicks. You know, they're entertaining.
Yeah. No.
Oh, time out, time out.
Some of them are painful.
This coming from I don't like chick flicks. Please rewind the tape. His exact words were, I don't like chick flicks, right?
No, he said, I don't mind chick flicks.
No.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes. He said, I don't like chick flicks.
Soft spot guy over here.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. I said
and it.
Rewind the tape. Yeah, I said it. I'll say it again.
And you know
I don't like chick flicks.
Okay. This coming from the guy who watches 24-hour Hallmark Channel at Christmas time.
Oh, they're great.
They're all chick flicks.
Yeah, those are great. No, that's the holiday season,
they're the
buddy.
Same movie over
that's
and over,
the
dude.
He has the Christmas spirit. I have the Christmas spirit.
It beats the Christmas spirit. I wish Christmas would come because
that's
of that movie.
That's the holiday
Scrooge McRoach over here.
They are all the exact... It's all chick flicks.
It's great.
It's all love stories. It's all... Girl gives up her entire life for some dude because Santa Claus tells her to.
Yes, because Santa Claus. You're missing the magic of Christmas is involved.
It's awful.
I did like the only chick flick I'm sure there's several chick flicks.
Couldn't they do a movie where there's a gunfight in the middle or something?
But,
on the Hallmark Channel? Like a car chase or something?
I don't think so.
The Hallmark Channel. We have blood now.
See, Roach's idea of a holiday movie is Die Hard.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
No. Die Hard is definitely not a Christmas movie.
There will be
Christmas
cookies. Movie. It's one of my top five Christmas movies.
What is not Christmas about Die Hard?
The only thing that's Christmas about Die Hard is that happened at Christmas.
Yes, that's it.
He's there to save his wife at a Christmas party because he wants to reunite his family at Christmas.
He has lines in the movie that ho, 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 blank, blank, blank.
Yeah, ho, 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 mother effer.
That's real Christmas. Very Christmassy.
Yeah, very Christmassy. Whoa. Did you not hear the ho, ho, ho?
It's the season.
That's Santa Claus.
And people never swear at Christmas time.
That's Santa Claus, the ho, ho, ho.
I don't at Christmas. I like to keep it clean during Christmas season.
It is 1,000% a Christmas movie.
No, not a Christmas movie.
It's in my top five.
He's bringing a giant bear as a gift for her at Christmas.
Yeah, all that is secondary. Yeah. It's a meaningless part of the film, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You could have done this on Tuesday, July 7th.
So,
we're having our July 7th party, everybody.
Could have been the 4th of July celebration.
But it was. Then it would be a 4th of July movie.
So then based
it's not. It's a Christmas
August
movie.
August 1st, then.
Based on your logic.
May 7th.
Based on your logic.
September 12th.
Home Alone is also not a Christmas
movie. It's integral to the plot, too, because it's Christmas. The entire building's empty.
Home Alone is not a Christmas movie either, then.
Yeah, that's kind of borderline.
Home
Alone is a borderline Christmas movie.
Home Alone is
they're
more
the exact
of
same story.
Movie.
No, they're not.
It's the same deal. You're right, Ryan. It's the exact same deal.
What do you mean it's the same deal?
They could have been going for the 4th of July family reunion.
Yeah,
and
I agree. You're a good point.
I think
for making out a point.
But it is a Christmas movie.
I said borderline.
I said it's borderline.
No, it's not borderline. It's a Christmas movie.
It happened at Christmas.
No, I mean, they also they.
So
use,
if I went to all right, if they film me getting my tooth pulled on Christmas, is that a Christmas movie?
If there's a Christmas theme to it, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the dentist is wearing a Santa hat,
playing Jingle Bells
in
the background.
Right, Jingle Bells in the background. There's a Christmas tree back there somewhere.
That's what it's about. Christmas.
If Santa's pulling your tooth, it's a Christmas movie.
No. I tell you right now, if they would take. They don't give you any medication, I'd watch that movie.
You know what I could tell you? Right now, I'd like to punch you right in your face.
If they don't give you any painkillers, that would be my favorite new movie.
Now we're watching Marathon Man.
And you know what? It's close
it
enough
safe?
That I could right now.
Yeah.
I do not like the seating arrangements at all.
What else we got?
I'm going to get hit at some point.
Well, I mean,
this episode's coming out at Christmas time, right?
I mean, it's going to have to now.
Because it's a Christmas thing.
Guys, we got a real Prokina right here.
Is that the name of the show this week? Prokina?
Yes. Prokina.
You're going to have to listen to because I don't think it was Prokina. It was
don't
even
think
weird.
It was
a Prokina.
I just want a t-shirt with Roach's face that says Prokina.
I think he was going for prognosis.
Yeah. It's almost like how when we got to the border and they asked him. What was it? His birthday?
No, it was his
phone number at the video store.
He said applesauce. What?
how about we wish you a Prokina Christmas?
All right. Would you rather never lose anything ever again or find everything you've ever lost all in one place?
I'd go find everything I lost all in one place. Because I never lose. I don't lose much. But there are a couple things that I would like to have.
I'm trying to think of anything I've lost.
And you know what one of them is? Which I can't even believe I remember this. There was a little, it was like a little rifle cap gun or something like that. And it was really cool that Aunt Jen gave me. I don't even know why I remember. It was like.
It's not the one you tried to shoot me with.
This was a town school.
Oh.
That was your mother's fault.
Oh, yeah.
It was your mom's fault.
That was my mom's fault.
You said shoot. Shoot stub?
She put a hit out on her other son.
Hey, Jeff, free shot at stub.
If you go to my parents' house now.
Was it at Christmas time?
There, you could see the BB hole
where
he shot.
And I got my ass kicked over there.
Yeah, rightfully so. About time he finally got his ass
kicked. But it was your mom's fault.
It was my mom's fault. You know what the gun was? It was a BB gun.
Yep.
Remember the BB guns? And it had the thing you had to put in it, spin it in.
Okay, yeah.
You loaded the BBs into that.
Yeah.
You put it in.
It's a spring-loaded
thing. Yeah, and sprung in. I had that out. I always took it out. Mom put it back in for some reason. So I thought the gun didn't have that in it because that's how I leave it.
And then he shot at me.
Oh, so it's her fault that when you pick up a weapon, you don't check to make sure it's unloaded because...
I was like 12. Well, I could be that's standard procedure.
I hope he doesn't follow that same frog with his present guns.
I'm thinking about going down to the locker right now.
See, I don't like being this close.
I'll wait for the camera.
Yeah, I almost got shot.
I just like this idea that grandma went to her John Wick son and said, yeah, hey,
like he blames it on her.
Be your brother.
Because he probably didn't have it in there, but he also isn't telling you it was on the floor somewhere.
Yeah, and the thing is, now when I think about it, nobody was yelling at him when he was pointing the gun at me and threatening to shoot me.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the gun fired and a bullet.
Because probably dad thought it wasn't in there too. Mom put it in. I didn't
wait,
put it
hold
in.
Hold on. Was this something like, were you guys doing this around the dinner table?
What? You know where the.
Yeah, come on. Pull the trigger.
You know where the basement door is there? Yeah. It's right by the dinner table.
I got smacked around in that dinner table.
My best memories ever in life.
Please tell it.
This grumpy old man. He kept leaning back on two feet on his chair. You know how you can lean back in a chair.
I think I was only like 3 years old.
No, he wasn't three because I remember that.
Because you were so alive.
I'm 5 years younger than he is.
And so. You remember, so you had to be 10.
So Lisa and I think I was sitting next to you, and Lisa was across from us.
Did we sit on the same side? I think we sat on the same side. Lisa was across from us.
But he kept doing it, and Dad kept telling him, put the chair on all fours. And if, like a dummy that he is, he
didn't
listen. I
said, I ain't doing it, old man.
Yeah, but he didn't. He definitely
cocked his BB gun and said, I said how I want.
He definitely did not say that. But he continued to go back on two legs, and then Dad finally got tired of it and smacked him, and he went flying.
That's awesome.
And Lisa and I laughed our asses off.
That's real funny, Roach. I could have been hurt.
Oh, I wish you were. I wish you had a scar. So
was this before or after Grandma took out a hit on one of her kids?
That was long after.
Stubb laughed too hard, and then she said, oh, we got to settle the score.
That was funny.
We got to put an end to that.
I wish they had cameras back then, because that would have been a good one to catch. Yeah, he went flying.
Oh, that's great.
So what's your answer? Would you rather never lose anything ever again or find everything you ever lost?
I got my answer.
You
want
to find your stuff.
I'd want to find my stuff. There's a couple things I would like to find.
I can't think of anything that's worth all that much to me that I've lost, so I wouldn't want to take my chances losing things in the future.
I don't ever lose anything.
Yeah, I think
anymore.
I feel like the same way, because not just, I don't lose it, but you forget where you put your keys or where did I put my phone.
I'm thinking, I mean, like for Ryan and I, us young millennials, we got a whole lot of losing time left in front of us.
And who knows?
You guys have a foot in the grave. I'd take all the stuff that you already lost.
Who knows where our brains are going to be when we hit their old age.
Most of the stuff I've lost, I wouldn't want back.
You've lost stuff you don't even remember you lost.
Yeah,
right,
so exactly. I don't need it.
Think about like every time you lost, like you misplaced a dollar. You know, or a handful of loose change.
Yeah, well, I do think
I think you'd have a pretty substantial pile of just small bills.
I think if it was sitting, all of a sudden it's just sitting there for you, you probably would have a decent amount of money.
You might be able to retire a day earlier.
That happens to me every year at winter. I put my winter jacket on and there's money in it.
Yeah.
Because you take it off and you stop wearing it.
I don't have that problem because I'm not an idiot and I don't carry big wads of cash around with me.
So. I do that on purpose.
It's like a fun
treat. I leave like $10 bill in my winter jacket when I hang it up.
I will say that when that happens, it is
awesome.
It's like winning the lottery. Like you reach into a pot and you're like, what the heck?
That's what I have. I have a little
$10 or something
on my jacket there, and I stick some money in there because you know you just stuff some money in there. And then every year I zip it up. Whoa. I forgot to clean that out.
I do that with the kids.
There's also bottle returns from Tops in there.
Too. Oh yeah. Because the kids never. Their clothes, they take the, I don't get the, it drives me nuts too. They take their clothes off and they're all inside out.
My wife does that. My wife leaves all of her pants inside out when she puts them in the wash.
But they take, so they're like that and then they just throw them, well, usually they just throw them on the floor.
You know what she'll do too? She'll take them off and then the socks will get balled up inside the leg of the pants.
You can't,
And then she doesn't have socks, then she takes all my socks.
Yeah.
She'll wear all mine.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk about laundry.
I have a funny story with money, too.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know.
That's enough to show today.
Me and my son went and got ice cream at
Double Dips.
Well, as me and him, I sent him and he got mine.
Right.
So he's in this phase where he's trying to keep the change all the time, your money that's left over.
Yeah, which rightfully so. You made him get the ice cream. Yeah. So
but my argument is you don't respect money, so you don't take care of it. So why would I give it to you? And he's like, oh, no, I'll take it. I said, it ended up on the floor or all over. No, I'll take care of it. I said, okay, fine. It's $12. He puts it in his pocket because I gave him a 20, whatever.
Yeah, right.
I do the laundry. I'm folding his pants, his shorts. There's something in the pocket. I open up, got my $12 back.
Hey, how's your son like homework?
Not at all.
Oh, he doesn't? I got bad news for him.
Oh, yeah. He's got Mrs. Green for a teacher.
Oh, did he get it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if we've gotten the
things yet. This could be the end of a friendship right here.
No, he'll do. What I've thought for years, though, is I thought Emma would really enjoy having Brown because she likes to write. And she does.
Yeah.
She didn't have her.
She didn't have her. Will hate it. And this he'll get her. She's retiring. She's gonna hate it.
I said the same thing with my kids, though, too. I said I would have loved to have Shelby have her because Shelby loves English and would have. The homework went about. She actually likes it when they tell her, oh, write a paper or something.
Yeah, Emma loves to write.
She'll come home and be excited.
Who could love that?
She has a bullet journal. She writes stuff in.
Yeah.
It's like full.
But my son, no, he won't like. But neither of my kids got her. No. So.
I mean, the good news, it's either good news or bad news, right? Because she's retiring this year. So either she's going to say, it's okay.
She's not.
She doesn't phone it in.
No, that's the problem. She's going to be out for blood.
She doesn't phone it in.
She can pass one student by.
Nothing's changing. I think your boy's going to be. There's going to be a lot of nights he's going to be home.
He hates homework.
I freaking hate Mrs. Green.
He's fine. He's literally fine with school until like.
You know what? I'm going to have her give more homework. not because of Will, just because I know that Will will complain about it. He ain't complaining to me.
Yeah, right.
He's complaining to him.
It's gonna be a lot of nights. I hate Mrs. Green.
I remember that being one of the happiest days of my life when I didn't get her as a teacher.
What are you two playing charades over there?
They doing sign language for each other or something?
He's got to go.
All right, Roach has to go.
How much time? So who cares if he goes?
We had hours of more content to talk about, but I guess we'll have to save it
for next time.
We'll wait till next week when John texts us again with some more questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, John Krasinski.
Yeah, thanks.
See ya. Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, the Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.